town run over, and beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Thursday supper, this 30th of December, 71. Channel run over, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Thursday at supper, the 30th of December, 71. Channel one over, and beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Thursday at supper, the 30th of December, 71. Channel run over, and beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Thursday at supper, the 30th of December, 71. Channel run over, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Thursday at supper, the 30th of December, 71.
Today, I can't stand no kind of light. Oh, heck, I've been on the list all week.
No way to do on the last day of the year.
Go on and on. Outside now in Jacksonville, very mild, 71 is the current. We get 79 for a high this afternoon. Well, showers are falling near the front today. Otherwise, ahead of the front, it's been a sunny day and a hot day, with record temperatures scattered throughout the entire region. In Orlando, a record 84 this afternoon. Tampa smashed a record going up to 82. 79 in Tallahassee was a record, and 77 over in Santa Cola was a record. Other temperatures, which were record for the day, 81 degrees in Baton Rouge.
I don't care about the records. I just want to know when that front's going to get here.
Diagnosed me last night at Larcher General Hospital as pneumonia fever.
Why,
Christy? Tried their best to keep me. I said, I ain't about to stay in here. Not just a cold like this. Give me something to break this here hurting and aching up and break this fever up and I'll go home. Give him $28 and walked out. Went to the drugstore and spent $11.45. And I feel worse now than I did last night.
What's new more than you're feeling?
I don't know. I've been bed over for the biggest part of the day today.
And they wanted you to stay in the hospital?
Want me to stay in the hospital. I wouldn't do it.
Well, you got insurance.
I know. I would have been a bit better off over there than I am right here. Only they could have kept me in, but they ain't gonna keep me around here. Very long at a time, anyway.
What do you think happened?
Oh, it just hit me all at once. I didn't want to go on to work. I begin to get blind and dizzy, and I think, wait a minute, I got to do something. And I went to the doctor. He gave me some pills, and I come back home. And I tried her again yesterday. I got to Gainesville, and I decided, by golly, I couldn't make it no further. I thought I was going to have to call somebody to come and get me.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. I was back over to see him, and he gave me a shot. It got to make you feel better in a little while. Well, it did. I felt good just in about 30 minutes. I came down here and messed around over at the trailer and curried my horses and played with them. And I felt good for about 2 hours and it hit me again. I went back up to the hospital then.
When did you go to the hospital first?
Yesterday. I went up to Dr. Almond the day before yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Is he the old doctor?
Yeah.
He's pretty nice.
He's a good doctor, Dr. Almond is. But he failed. He's failing awful fast.
Oh, that's
too
bad.
Gosh, he's up in his 70s.
He just don't have the vigor. It takes it to live a day like the old doctor lived.
Say, how was your trip?
Well, if a fella could just lay back when he's feeling good, it's a whole lot better than waiting until he's feeling bad, isn't it? You don't know how long it's going to last.
Gosh, no, like Dr. Brian said this evening up there at the hospital, he said, you ought to be like this for 2 weeks. I said, don't tell me that stuff.
Well, I got, this is what I'm curious. I got some good old consomme. You can just drink it now. A little hot consomme. You think that'd be good for you?
Well, it might. You just hold his nose and pour it down. You got to eat something, you know. You got to have a little little nourishment.
I'm back contact the War Department and see what they got to say.
What?
I said I'm going back up to the War Department and see what they got to say.
Check in over there?
Yeah, I got to check in there once in a while. It got too hot, I had to leave this morning.
I didn't hear you.
I said it got too hot this morning, I had to leave.
Yeah. How many chiefs?
And no Indians at all. Send two of them downtown, and two of them over to Grandma Todd's, and two to feed the horse, and then get in your truck and leave before that clash comes back in. Because when they get back home all together, there's a crash, man.
You hear from them?
You ain't just a joke when you hear.
And they got the energy.
I'd like to go back up there tomorrow, Tom. It'll be at 1 o'clock.
Well, you might as well just stay here.
Took a box of Anderson's yesterday and a box today, and I've got $11.45 worth right here in my pocket to take.
And you can take that just as good here as you can in the hospital?
That's all they give me in the hospital right there. And they couldn't have kept me in bed in the hospital, there ain't no way. Of course, my feet would have hit the floor, but if I could have got them out of bed, they'd have hit the floor now.
Could you, did you stay in the Army all that time never was in the hospital?
Yes, sir. I never was in the hospital. I got my chest busted open. Heck, they didn't even sew it up with the medics. I wasn't even in the hospital with it.
Chest
busted on. Yeah. I got a bayonet scar right here in my chest. Right there.
Why?
Right there. Didn't go very deep. It might have went all about that deep.
Couple inches?
No, it didn't go that deep, but if it had it, it punctured something.
Just got badly got started.
You just got started good.
What were you all doing? Just playing?
Yeah, you could call it that.
Cookie, will you eat some? Food,
no, okay, I don't want that to eat.
Well, listen, you're going to drink some of this consomme I'm fixing for you. Just drink it like medicine. I've got salmon, I'd be glad to give you some of that.
Say, we ran out of bread, and we've got some of that old fresh bread. It's so soft. Didn't chew it, so I put it in there. first, it just right. The other one, I let it stay so long, but it didn't hurt it. I never turned the heat up on it, just low heat. At least you can bite it now.
Yeah. Frank been by here today?
I didn't see who was here. All I saw was a fish tail of a
Cadillac.
Yeah.
Now he was by here.
I was sitting here and I didn't get up. I thought, you know, somebody didn't get out and come in. That was.
I saw that little rascal since yesterday morning.
I judge that around 1 o'clock. 1:30.
No, sir, I ain't saw that little rascal since yesterday morning.
Now, you didn't even go close to the hospital in the service.
Mm-mm. In the hospital was I was in Kanawha Valley in Charleston, West Virginia for ulcerated stomach. And then I was in the VA hospital over here.
In the VA hospital, what?
I was in the VA hospital up here in Gainesville.
Oh, yes. A week.
Yeah. I come out in worse shape than I did when I went in.
It's just as much guinea pig as I ever saw. And you didn't see a doctor all the time you were there?
Just a bunch of them flatheads, hard heads.
I used to fare pretty well in the hospitals, Cookie, but I've got so now, you see, they are so, they're so cranky, I don't know, you see, you don't know what's going on, you can't find out in the hospital.
They won't tell you nothing.
You see, you never see a nurse anymore. They stay out there and push pencils.
Yeah, and push them nurse's aides in there.
And talk to the boyfriends on the telephone.
You take the doctor, hands it down to the nurse. And the nurse hands it down to the nurse's aide. And the nurse's aide carries out the work for the doctor and the nurse.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it goes up front of Lockwood General right now.
Yeah, and some of the nurse's aides are good, and some of them not worth you just doing good yourself. If you could get up.
You'd get along better if you did do it yourself.
Yeah. There's some hot bread out there, toast.
Yeah, I got a hold of the gas man today. By golly, from Williston. To get me a tank of gas for my trailer.
It's taking a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. He said this old gal down here didn't even say nothing to him about stopping my trailer. Now he got it now. He brought him a map.
How you run into him?
I was going to Gainesville and I stopped up here at the Top 10 to get me a box of Anderson's and a cigar and run into him there. Was talking to him.
Well, he's the best one.
He said, I don't have none on there now. He said, I'm empty. And I'm on my way back in, but next Wednesday I'll bring you a bottle. I said, all right.
Well, you've got a bottle, haven't you?
He's gonna bring. No, huh?
You got a little bottle?
I got a little bottle, yeah. He's gonna bring one in big ones, though.
One in silver.
Yeah.
Well, that'll last a while. You'll need but one.
You know, it's the first time I've eaten since yesterday morning.
Maybe I wish I'd known it. I cooked you something you like.
Yeah, I liked.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time, what?
First I've eaten since yesterday morning.
Just drink it.
Yeah, just drink it.
Man, that's good.
And I got a pot full for you.
Man, that is good.
He's the best one. Now, is he that little spindly one?
Yeah. He's the one you like to talk to all the time. He's a trusting somebody. I told him, I won't be there Wednesday. I said, let me pay you for it now. No, he said, I won't take it now. He said, I'll put you a tank down there. Then he said, when it runs out, you give me a call. And just leave a check for a tank on top of the next one.
Me the money, I'd be
bound to
take it.
I would too. I'll be paying for it right then.
Well, you want the gas.
Yeah. Yeah, a long time up there. They didn't have nobody to fill them trailer bottles. Yeah.
They didn't.
It ain't everybody to put out there to fill them bottles. They got to have an experienced man. They can put too much in them and blow one of them off the face of the earth.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So you, too.
Yeah. If you put too much in them, well, then things will blow up. They're only guaranteed for so much pressure in there. Now, they could turn that pressure full blast on there and blow them out, blow you slap out of the country. Yeah.
dreams, he can do it with his eyes shut.
Martin, the kids had a good, they really had a ball last Saturday. Didn't they, guy? Huh? The kids of mine. Over at the trailer, oh, yeah. That red wagon and bib overalls. You expecting anybody in this weekend? Did you get to see Everett?
I went over there once. There wasn't a soul there.
Well, there wasn't nobody there Monday evening when I went by there. Where is that? Their truck wasn't even there. I talked to my brother in Cleveland, Ohio last night. Him and his quartet coming to Windsor Baptist Church the 27th of May. They're booked up until then. Gospel quartet. They're coming to Windsor Baptist Church. See, my brother went to up to Cleveland, went to work up there when he left Jacksonville 5 or 6 years ago. And him and his brother-in-law, they got to drinking awful bad. And they were just, they turned out to be regular alcoholics. Lost 2 or 3 good jobs over drinking. Both of them. And it's Tommy Burnham from Coleman, Alabama. Got to talking with him one day on the job. They got to working on a job with him. And he's a... used to have a quartet. Said he'd get somebody to play the guitar and bass guitar. I see two different guitars. Lead guitar and bass guitar. Said he could start in a quartet. And they were just had so much, they just had enough booze in them to say, by golly, we can do it. And he tried them out, and they did. They done the job and done it right. And you know, he picked them up out of that, he has picked them up out of that
gutter
and put them out, and they cut, I think it's either 10 or 12 records. That's the truth. And they're booked up, I mean solid, every weekend between now and the 27th of May. Think of it. In 2 years' time. And they wanted to come to Florida, but they didn't know whether they could afford the expense or not by cutting all these records. I said, you boys plan to come, and your expense will be waiting when you get here. If you need the expense money to get down here on, just let me know and I'll send it to you. It'll cost them $250 to make the round trip, all of them. And if it'll help them out and push them on out, you know, I ain't got the money. But I believe I could walk around through a crowd of people and get $250. And I got guts enough to try it. I could get a part of it, and whatever I couldn't get, by gosh, I'll see that they go back with start back with enough money to get them back on. If I had a record player, we got one of their records. They give me one of their records. One of them big albums. Heck, that thing will play for 2 hours.
Well, you don't mean a record then, you mean an album.
That's right. They've made albums, yes sir. I think there's 8 songs on each side of it. Cost them $4,000 to cut the first one.
And they done it themselves?
And they have done it themselves. They haven't asked nobody for no help. But it's amazing. Now picking them boys up out of the gutter. Started like that. In 2 years' time.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe. Hard to believe. Well, they could. Hard for them to get stranded, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If they were to break down, they'd get out on the side of the road and start singing and draw a crowd. Get enough money to come on. Yeah. To the boss last night, the head man of the quartet. He said, we'll be there. I so the 1st of May, I'm going to start advertising on WDVH. You know, they have a, it don't cost you nothing there. They'll announce it 3 or 4 times a day for nothing. If you have a upcoming event for your church or organization, why, WDVH will announce it free.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They sure will.
That's just their contribution.
Dark, I was going to bring my Christmas present down to tell you that the girl got me up first to music hall and forgot it.
Did you get a Christmas present?
Yeah. Bright, fiery red shirt.
Oh, nice.
Orlon.
No girls?
No, from a girl up at the music hall, up there at the music building, where I'm working.
You don't sound
there. Yeah. Them girls here in the office got me that shirt.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's hot now.
And a bottle of shaving lotion.
They going to see you wear.
Well, I can.
How about something else?
No, that's just
the
thing. You want
a little lettuce?
No, my mouth sore, can't work my teeth. Why is when you get a fever, your mouth gets sore?
Sure does.
Oh, my mouth is sore. I can't even keep my teeth in, let alone wear.
I don't like that fever.
I don't have fever now, but boy, I had it yesterday.
Yeah. You never even took medicine in the service?
No, all I had done was one tooth filled, and it fell out in 2 weeks after I got it put in, and I never did go back.
That reminds me, I got a pair of glasses. That was a part of our equipment going over. They are those metal rims with the ear pieces. What ever happened to them? I never wore them. I just can't stand those ear pieces. I didn't use glasses then anyhow, except to read with. Yeah, I never used them. And I can't see with them and can't see without them.
That's the way it's me. Boy, I'm telling you, that old rowdy, that's off the horse you ever saw. Now, I come down over this morning and I fed him. Well, I went in and laid down and laid there a while. Dozed off to sleep. Oh, about 12:30. He come up there to the fence and he started nickering. Pretty loud, you know. Then he'd stand there and just beg. Want something more to eat.
He knew you was in
there? He knew I was in there.
Well, you couldn't turn him back?
No. I got up and got me a little bit of feed and went out and put it in his box. He eat that and just went and just walked right on off me. Never said another word to nobody. But he just wanted to buy his own meat. And tonight the same way. Just before I come over here. He out there. He begged, I let him beg for 15 to 20 minutes.
Should have been talking to you.
Yeah. I was inside the trailer and he just had his head over the fence, you know. He was like, come on, give me just one bite. Just one bite. And babe, she was out there eating, you know. But Rowdy's up there, he wanted some attention.
That's where it always is?
Yeah.
Babe's independent.
Yeah, she'll get out there. She don't. Actually, she don't care much whether she has feed or not. I mean, she'll come for it, but Rowdy, he comes and expects it. Well, she don't do that.
You can't feed one without feeding
them. No, you got to feed them both.
Do they do like cows, just eat in a hurry? In order to visit South Charles?
Not necessarily. Rowdy, he'll just quit eating and walk off. Get done eating and just walk on off.
Really?
Oh, yeah. $4 a piece for them things.
What
does
it sell for? $15?
I don't know, but Toby Sherr out of Brown Lee, that's only two he had. And he said, we've had him for so long, I never will find a horse big enough to wear him.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Thrasher still got that stool.
Yeah?
I got some short staples over there.
I ain't got $50 either.
And I said to him, I asked him about it. Mr. Ratchet, some places I go, they got stoves. And they push them out on the street where people see them. So he says, I don't have any way of doing that. He says, the word gets around. He said, I sold one of these stoves like this one. I've been gainful the other day. Well, the word gets around. But Mr. Palmer had two little stoves there before Christmas. And I said to him, they looked mighty spindly. And he says, well, you're lucky to get that. Get them, and they were gone last next time I went down there.
Yeah.
Mr. Thrasher keeps his a long time, you see. He said he couldn't buy them from the salesman. He had to order them from the factory.
Right. There's not big enough a demand for them for the jobbers to handle them.
Well, that express freight is a good sized chunk of that $50.
Yeah, that's about $8 of that $50. Just about. Because I want to weigh 100 pounds.
Well, I didn't get it out to his place.
What, you know, you mean these freight haulers?
Oh, by truck, you mean?
Yeah, by truck, yeah.
You know, that last dock strike was over those piggybacks.
Yeah.
They're not loading the stuff, they're loading trailers. And they're still scrambling for the job of putting them on it all. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if they don't do that, is it? They wouldn't have... They just get on the WTA.
Well, I heard on the news today where President Nixon had signed a bill letting the unemployed, the people that's on unemployment, draw 13 more weeks of unemployment. 13 more weeks of it.
Well, you know, it's hard to realize. You don't see it. At least I don't see it.
No, you wouldn't see it. You'd have to go to my place.
Well, I want to tell you something. I was around quite a bit during Christmas. There was no traffic in Gainesville at all, hardly. Foot traffic, that is. Downtown Gainesville. Very little. And what there was niggers. What traffic there was colored people. And where they get all their money? They don't work for it. And here I work like a dog all the time and can't afford a $50 stove. That's ridiculous.
Nobody downtown. Oh, they hated to see Sears leave down there. Well, Sears just had a little hole in the wall compared to what they got now.
That's right. And it was a mail order. I mean, it was just a place to go and place a mail order. You couldn't hardly buy nothing there. They didn't have no room to stock anything.
Plenty of traffic out in that mall area. You was out there?
No, I didn't go out there. I went what shopping I done, and I went to J.C. Penney's and done it.
And you wasn't crowded?
I wasn't crowded. I didn't have nobody to mess with. I just walked in, told, and the lady was met me wanting to help somebody. You didn't have to run them down like you do in those big stores up there. They come to you.
Isn't that nice? Well, I hope they stay that way. Wouldn't that be nice?
And I went in there and I found exactly what I wanted. She took time and got me good merchandise. And got me the kind of merchandise I wanted. It all fit perfect. Even Laura's uniform. I bought her a uniform. Just out of clear blue. She put it on and wore it to work. All she had to do was hem up her legs. I knew they'd be long. But if I'd went to Sears, or it took me a half a day to have got what I got. And I wasn't in pennies more than a half an hour. That's right. Went in there and spent $60 in 30 minutes, you might say.
Well, all you got to buy for.
Mr. Thrasher had one of those red wagons. You know, this, they have so many sizes. It wasn't too large. It might have been about your size. I don't know.
Well, that's where I bought theirs, was Thrasher's.
$12.50?
No, mine cost me $14. Mine was bigger than the one that was sitting there. Those two that he had there, well, he had three. He had had them sitting in one another.
Oh.
And mine was the biggest.
Yeah.
$14.
I tried to buy one of those several years ago, and the only reason I didn't buy it is they were out. And I was going to buy it for a wheelbarrow. And then I, just like everything else, if I don't do it when it's on my mind, it takes a long time to come around.
Oh, they had the red wagon playing with it.
Yeah, they had they had the ball. Them four girls, now they sure had a ball. One push one fifth, and then she'd get out and push the next one, or pull them.
Yeah.
And that Becky's a clown. Her and them big overalls. Lord, she's a clown. Sarah.
Sarah, I never can remember Sarah's name. I just curious like that. She is solid. Over here now, they don't have anything to interrupt them. They can just play along, can't they? None of that old traffic. You know, it seems to me, caught my traffic, the first thing I hear in the morning, a little big truck, seems like around 5 or 6 o'clock. Is any particular time they run more than others? They run all through the night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do I hear about that time?
I guess I wake up.
they
make more noise than a freight train.
Yeah, they make some kind of noise.
When the wind's right, you can...
Of course, I never objected to a freight train. I brought up listening to them, you see. But I just despise all of the trucks.
Well, guys, if I can jar Frank loose in the morning, I'm going to bring him down and get him on that tractor. Get that turned up over yonder.
That's Mars Friday.
Mars Friday. He had to work this morning. Right, we got him down here this morning.
Yeah.
And I feel so dang rotten this evening, I didn't care whether I even saw anybody or not.
Oh, that's right. That's what happens. Yeah.
But I'm going to try to get him down here and get him on that tractor and get that turned up there. And the way that's plowing up, soft as that's plowing up, it won't take nothing to cut it, to level it down. Just go in there with a disc about half, angled up just about half, and man, it'll do a wonderful job.
Yeah. Keep running around over there. I could call somebody in Ocala and find that fella. I wrote his name down. I saw it in that little black book I keep. And I looked in there too many times. I never could find it. But I talked to him on the phone.
Now next month, I want to start putting out some fertilizer on some pasture.
That must be the time.
Next month, I want to start putting it out. Now, I don't want to put too much, you know what I mean. But I want to put enough out there so whenever it warms up and it starts to grow, it'll have something to grow on. Then when it starts to grow, go back in there again with some more and give it something else to grow on, and it'll come on and make hay then.
Well, keep thinking this little piece is going to come up, but I don't see it out
there. It's a little bit nice. Well, it's hardly had time. How's it been? 3 weeks since we plowed it? Huh?
Well, how long does it take to come up? It sprouts. But it's wet. It'll sprout overnight, won't it?
Yeah.
It's right on top of the ground. I ought to be able to see a little sliver. When you went to Valdosta this last time, you didn't see her, Jack Stokes.
Mm-mm. I got along better without him.
Yeah.
That's the way I made my Christmas money, was horse trading.
I never did know when she got it, Valdosta.
I got 5 horses.
5?
I bought 5 horses.
And one pretty nice horse.
One pretty nice little horse. About the size of Missy. And a walking fool. Give $88 for her. Then I bought a about 2 quarter horse mares. Old. They look kind of rough. You know, their back had begun to leave. The muscles in the back begin to drop. And then I bought a little bay mare. About the size of Missy. She was stove up awful bad in her front part. She was a cow horse. Then I bought this big cow horse. He was old, but stove up pretty bad, but good looking horse. And I sent him straight to Lakeland.
I said Lake City,
Faye.
Lakeland, way down there.
Lakeland. See, they told us, beginning of the sale, that there's going to be a special horse sale in Lakeland that night, 8 o'clock.
And that's what you was banking on?
I was banking on that.
And you brought these 5 horses in Valdosta?
That's right. I sent them to Lakeland. it cost me $5 a piece to get them took to Lakeview.
Yeah. You won't do that again.
$25. But Jim Easter was going to Lakeland anyway. He had something he was going to take. And he took them down there for $5 a piece. And put them in there, and I wasn't even there to even promenade. And they made me money. Made me $90 after everything was paid.
You cleared $90?
Cleared $90. I never even touched one of them.
Didn't bring them back here or anything?
No. They just went straight on to Lakeland. Last time I saw them, they was in the pen and belt off them.
How do you account for that?
Well, Jim Easter's just a good man. And Mr. Walker up at Walker Horse and Mule Sales in Valdosta is a good man. Because see, he's an auctioneer up there. Well, he was going to auctioneer this sale down here.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Well, Cookie, one of them must have brought,
golly,
just had you clear that much.
They all brought good money down under. They all brought good money.
All that Central Florida, I guess.
Yeah. See, that's right in the center of the Orange Belt.
That is the belt.
That's it. And they're making some money down there now. Them orange pickers are. They're making some money. They go out there and make themselves $35-$40 every day. A good orange picker will. Yes, sir. If I was back like I once was, I could make it. When I was down there working in them every day, I could get myself $100 of oranges in a day. Yes, sir.
$100?
I got it. I had done it. For 17 cents a box. Yes, sir.
How do you pick
them, Cookie?
And sew them down the box?
No, put them in a bag.
You have a bag around your shoulder?
Yeah.
And then empty the bag?
Yeah, when you get your bag full, well, if you got your bag good and full, you got a box of oranges.
You ought to stand on a ladder?
Yeah.
Feet?
Yeah, your feet and legs kill you.
When you pick an orange, you sort of have to give it a little twist. Oh, just take it and twist it.
Yeah.
Twist it?
Just twist it and it'll snap right off.
Why don't they have a little scaffold to go around them trees?
Take too long to set it up.
Oh, hell, they go from one tree to another.
You take a ladder, you can move it one of the light ladders with one hand, you might say.
Well, I know it, but you got a ladder with a round step.
Yes, sir. Of course, whenever you're coming down with a bag of oranges, you don't even use your steps.
Just slide down.
Just let it out. Slide from the top of that tree down to the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've slid down many a tree. I picked 100 boxes in a day.
You didn't pick them up after you picked the box.
No, we didn't have to do that. All we got to do is get them off the tree and get them...